Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collection. My name is Alexis. How can I assist you?
Hi. How do I get information on canceling a order or whatever this is?
You were just calling. You did the right thing. You called this number. What's the first name on the order?
It is Nick, N-I-C-K.
That
Murphy.
Zip code?
Pardon?
The zip code?
Oh, 85258.
Okay, can you verify the first, the last name, and the home address?
Yeah, it's Nick, N-I-C-K, Murphy, M-U-R-P-H-Y.
And the home address?
It is 9838 East Cinnabar Avenue.
And the city and state?
Scottsdale, Arizona, 85258.
Thank you for that information. I see they were calling in about the James Bond DB5. The last shipment shipped out on April the 20th. The next shipment is scheduled to go out on May the 18th. You said that you wanted to cancel.
We would like that canceled. And it looks like there was, we're going to send this one back. It was not what was expected. Now, I noticed that the funny thing is, it arrived yesterday, and the day that it arrived is also, well, no, actually the day before it arrived. On the 20th, hold on a second. Let me see where this is. How would the show, what kind of fees? Okay, it looks like on the 26th there was a debit of $53.40.
That's correct.
Okay. And is that for the one that arrived in the mail?
That's correct. Your intro kit is only $1.95. After that, when you're receiving 4 issues per month, so that's $10.90 per those issues. So it's $10.90, do $10.90 times that 4, and you want to get $43.60. Then you add your shipping and handling of $9.80, and that's when your total comes to $53.40. So that would have been his monthly price that he'll be paying for 4 issues per month when 4 issues is being shipped out to him.
Okay. So one item has arrived, and it says that was $1.95 on the invoice that came with it. And you're saying
that's the intro offer when he received issues 1 and 2 and the collector's guide. That's when he first signed up. That is the intro offer. If you go on the website, that's how much the James Bond DB5 intro offer is. But after that intro offer goes out, you start getting charged the regular price of the issues, and they're $10.90 for each issue.
Okay, so the $53.40, nothing else has shown up yet. So what is it that it's supposed to show up?
It just shipped out on April the 20th, so you should be getting ready to receive that shipment.
Well, we just received the one that looks like it shipped on April 8th. So is this going through the mail? Who knows when it'll show up? Who knows
that
when
is,
it'll show up?
If you got the invoice that's showing $1.95, that's the mm-hmm. intro offer. But you already been charged for the $53.40. That has already shipped out from our warehouse.
Okay, so we need this to stop. And so whatever shows up, we'll just have it returned to sender. And how do we get the $53.40 off? We have to wait until you actually get that back, or?
That's correct.
Okay, and how do we make sure that nothing else is going to be charged?
Okay, I'm getting ready to get to that in a minute. Before you cancel your account, I want to let you know that we can change the quantity of how many issues that you receive per month. We can also change your shipment frequency, and we can offer to suspend this account for 3 months. Would you like to do that instead of just canceling the whole account?
We need to cancel the whole account.
Okay, give me one moment. Okay, so I've canceled the account for you, and the cancellation email has been sent over to the email that was on file. And that email contains murphynickp@gmail.com. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
I just want to make sure I understand how is it we should return. Is it going to be just one box that's going to show up?
Yes, it's going to come in one box together.
Okay, it's one box with four items. Okay. And what would be the best way to return that?
You'll take it to your post office. You will have to pay for shipping and handling. So you just take it to your post office, tell them that you're trying to send this package back, and the return address will be on the package, and you'll just have them to send it back to us. Once we receive it, we'll provide you with the refund.
Okay. Yeah. I think we're just going to refuse to accept it, and we'll go from there.
So you can't refuse it? They're not going to allow you to refuse it because the company doesn't allow that? So they're going to have you to pay for shipping and handling. Some companies does, but this company doesn't. So they're going to have you to pay for shipping and handling. So they're not going to just send it back off refusing.
Okay. Is this information on how to return that, is that in the... Okay, would that be in the email that you sent?
How to return it? It's on our website. If you it won't be in the email. It's just that if you don't want to receive it, we just tell customers to just take it to the post office, tell them that you want to send it back to this company. They'll tell you the total, whatever it is, to pay for the shipment to send it back, and that's how you send it back when it comes to that. You don't even have to open the package. You just tell them that you don't need. And they're going to give you your price to send it back, and that's all that you would need. So the package don't even need to be open. So the time you receive the package, you'll just take it to the post office and say, hey, I need to return this. And the address is already on the box once you receive it. So you'll just have them to send it back to us. If it's not, I can give you the return address.
You know what? We can call if we need that. But you need us to also return this first item, correct?
If you want the four, you don't have to return that. That's if you want to return and they don't want it. If you want a refund of the $53.40, so that's the shipment that you would need to return, the one that you want a refund of.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I think this is enough for today, but there is a cancellation notice that was confirmation.
Sent to the email.
Okay, and that's already gone out. All right, thank you. I appreciate your help.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're the same, and thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collection.